Hello. I'm sorta kind of feeling like some of you could be in the mood for a little inspiration this week. I know a lot of us are stuck in our homes due to efforts to stop the spread of COVID-19. Sounds like the perfect time for a side project or a new hobby. Let's jump in. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. I'm your host and the founder of Earbuds, Ariel Nissenblatt.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're all working from home this week.
Those are my roommates turned co-workers. It's a pretty weird week. This episode covers the week of March 23 through 27, 2020. Our sponsors this week are the Believer Podcast and the Strides Forward Podcast. More on these podcasts later in the show. Earbuds Podcast Collective is a listening movement. We send an email every Sunday that contains a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme, and each week's podcast picks are curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. On this show, I'll share our 5 podcast episode recommendations of the week, some information about our curator, and some more information about the episodes. Stick around after our podcast recommendations to meet the team behind Earbuds Podcast Collective. On this episode, we'll hear from Abby, our editor, and Daniel, our sound engineer. First up, our Earbuds Podcast Collective recommendations. This week's theme is Your Next Big Idea. The curator is Daniel Brooks. Here's why Daniel chose this theme. He says,
"Hi there, my name's Daniel Brooks, and I'm the host of the Unlocking Creativity podcast. The theme I've chosen is Your Next Big Idea. The reason I've chosen this is because quite simply, we're only ever one idea away from changing our whole lives. These following podcasts are going to help inspire you to go on and discover yours."
Here are the podcasts and episodes chosen by Daniel. Monday's episode comes from The Tim Ferriss Show and is called Eric Schmidt, Lessons from a Trillion Dollar Coach. It's 104 minutes long. Eric Schmidt is a technical advisor and board member to Alphabet Inc., where he advises its leaders on technology, business, and policy issues. Eric joined Google in 2001 and helped grow the company from a Silicon Valley startup to a global leader in technology. Tuesday's episode comes from Design Matters with Debbie Millman and is called Lisa Congdon. It's 36 minutes long. In this episode, a conversation with artist and illustrator Lisa Congdon about getting started creatively. Wednesday's episode comes from Creative Boom, Rankin on Big Regrets, Being Different, and Discovering Life Begins at 50. It's 58 minutes long. Rankin is the British photographer, publisher, and film director renowned for his portraits of Bowie and Bjork, and for being co-founder of Dazed and Confused. We chatted to the fearless man behind the lens about his career, and were surprised to hear him open up about his childhood, his father, his regrets, and mistakes. This is an honest delve into the heart and mind of one of the biggest names in photography. Thursday's episode comes from Happy Place and is called Joe Wicks. It's 49 minutes long. In this episode, the body coach himself turns up at Fern's door to discuss being a father of two, meeting your work goals, and being named GQ's worst dressed of the year. Friday's episode comes from Unlocking Creativity and is called Darren Brown, The Creative Mind. It's 62 minutes long. About this podcast, Daniel says, "Creativity is the power that allows us to imagine a world that isn't our world yet, to consider what doesn't yet exist and make it exist. Welcome to the podcast that will help you make that happen." Those are the podcast recommendations chosen by Daniel for this week's theme, Your Next Big Idea. Listen in and let us know what you think. You can find these episodes and listen to them as a playlist on Podchaser. Just head to podchaser.com and type in Your Next Big Idea into the search bar, and the playlist will be right there for your enjoyment. Join the discussion of this week's theme by using the hashtag creativity. This is usually the section of the show where we bring you podcast news. Since the news is so filled with coronavirus and COVID-19 lately, there's honestly not that much podcast industry news. Instead, Sky Pillsbury, who writes Inside Podcasting, the newsletter we usually read our stories from, is asking for your participation. She writes, "I'm determined to keep this community connected. So while we live through this bizarre moment in history, I'll publish reader-submitted issues of the newsletter. I need your help to get this done. Please send me any or all of the following. 1. Episodes or podcasts that have brought you joy or provided relief over the past few weeks. Sky will share them in her newsletter and may eventually start a Google spreadsheet where people can add and browse information at their leisure. Please include a link to the show and explain why it has been helpful to you during this time. 2. Stories about how the pandemic has impacted, or not, your work as a creator. feel free to mention your show in the context of your story. 3. Stories about how the coronavirus has impacted your ability to listen to podcasts or your interest in them. 4. Requests for help with your podcast. Need an editor, a guest, anything else? 5. Any ideas you have for a future reader-submitted issue. You can send Sky any and all of your suggestions. Reach her on Twitter at Sky Pillsbury. That's SkyePillsBury. You can also reach her by email at sky@inside.com. We'll be back next week with podcast news and podcasts that are keeping us happy during this super weird time. Now it's time to tell you about our sponsors, the Strides Forward podcast and the Believer podcast. The Strides Forward podcast gives voice to female runners from around the world. Their inspirational stories explore the why and how behind running long distances. Tune in now to season 1, which focuses on experiences in and around South Africa's 54-mile Comrades Marathon. And from Believer Podcast. Laura Campbell used to believe in ghosts. Now she pretends to believe in them for money. But when her haunted ex-girlfriend goes missing, she may have to reevaluate. Believer is a fiction podcast about ghosts, cryptids, demons, and the woman who knows they don't exist. Find out more at BelieverPodcast.com. Next, since we're all socially distancing ourselves this week and we've got some extra time on our hands, I thought it'd be fun to introduce you to the team that makes Earbuds Podcast Collective's newsletter and podcast possible from week to week. Abby Kleonski is probably a name you've heard a lot of on this podcast if you listen to our credits, but you've never met her. That changes now. Abby's been working with Earbuds since the beginning, and she's the best.
Hi, Earbuddies. I'm Abby. I'm the editor of the Earbuds Podcast Collective newsletter. I'm originally from Chicago, but in the past 4 years, I've lived in 4 different states, and now I live in Berkeley, California. I am a preschool teacher by day, which now that we are in the time of Corona means that I have a few circle meetings with my students who are 4 and 5 years old over Zoom every week. And it is kind of fun, wild time to be alive. I'm planning to show them how I'm going to plant my garden. I got involved in Earbuds because the founder, Ariel Nissenblatt, is a dear friend of mine. We lived and worked together in Mississippi for a couple years after college, and I was particularly excited about the idea of working on a podcast project because I grew up listening to This American Life and Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and was so excited that podcasts could bring those shows to a much wider audience. Editing the newsletter also taps into one of my other interests, which is correct grammar and spelling. And I've been a freelance editor for about 10 years now, just doing side projects. So that was a fun way to combine some of my interests. If you want to follow me on social media, your best bet is to look for very occasional, yet always astute tweets. You can find me at Abionsky, that's Abionsky. Looking forward to hearing what you all have to say.
And Daniel. You probably heard this name a bunch if you're a longtime listener. Daniel Turek is our engineer. I met him over a year ago when I managed a podcast studio in West LA. Let's have him share a bit about himself and what he's been up to.
How's it going? My name is Daniel Turek. I'm originally from the Bay Area, California. I currently live in Long Beach. Some of my interests are music, live music, music history, being outside with my friends, being outside with my dog, traveling, eating lots of food. My day-to-day before the coronavirus, I was pretty much all over Los Angeles going to different studios for sessions and working in a different place pretty much every day if I wasn't working from home. And so obviously that's changed drastically. The way I keep busy during the coronavirus is honestly not that different. You know, I work a lot from home at my home studio for things, so that's not a huge change for me. If anything, it's just allowed me to have more time here at my house to focus on projects that may have taken a back burner to other things and sort of just narrow in creatively a little bit more and sort of shut everything else as far as the outside world out, which is not necessarily a bad thing for a short period of time. I got involved with Earbuds through Ariel. Shout out to Ariel. We started working together when she was running a podcast studio, and I came in as an engineer, and it's just been awesome ever since. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Bow. That's DannyBoh. Or you can check out my website at robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. The only thing I want to add is just use this time to focus on something creative or something that you want to do that you just thought you haven't had the time to because of your regular everyday schedule. This might be the time to jump into it.
Thanks, Daniel and Abby. More next week from other Earbuds teammates. That's all for today. We say the word podcast a whole bunch on this show. We share the number of times at the bottom of each episode. This week, it was 42 times. Head to our social media to find links to the episodes that we mentioned. We're on Twitter at EarbudsPodCall, and we're on Instagram and Facebook at Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can sign up to receive our podcast recommendation email at earbudspodcastcollective.org. It goes out every Sunday night. This show is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's edited, mixed, and designed by Daniel Turek. Our newsletter is edited by Abby Kleonsky. Our theme music is by Matthew Sweeto. Check out MatthewSweetoMusic.com for your own music solutions, or reach out on Instagram at Matthew Sweeto. That's S-W-E-D-O. Now for my favorite time of the week, Patreon time. Thank you to Alyssa, Cole, Corey, Dan, Jared, Lee, Michael, The Retro Network, and Maja. Those are all of our Patreon subscribers. You can also become a Patreon to support Earbuds. Head to patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. That's patreon.com/earbudspodcastcollective. You can contribute at whatever dollar amount per month makes sense for you. Anything helps. Plus, you get this shout out at the end of every Earbuds episode. What do we do with your contributions? Good question. We use it to pay our editors, Daniel and Abby. Thank you for tuning into the show. If you like what we do, let us know by leaving a review on Apple or a comment on CastBox. There's also a new tool that makes rating and reviewing super easy. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/feedback. It lets you choose how you want to review the podcast without having to open the Apple app. It does it right for you on the desktop. One more thing before we sign off. I'm hosting virtual trivia nights on CastBox twice a week on Sundays and Thursdays. You can win real cash prizes. It's been pretty fun so far, and we've given away almost $200 in just two games. The best way to keep up with game times and to sign up to play is by following us on Instagram. We're at @social_distance_trivia. That's @social_distance_trivia. Hope to see you in a game room soon. Catch you next time. Keep washing those hands and listen to as many podcasts as possible during this time. Happy listening!